A woman in Texas believes her missing brother may be a John Doe who's been in a Coronado nursing home on life support for the past 14 years. The man was severely brain injured in a car accident near the U.S.-Mexican border. As iNews Source reporter Joanne Farrion tells us, he is one of eight Jane and John Does being kept alive by artificial means in California.
There are more than 4,000 men, women, and children living on life support in California nursing homes. Most have breathing and feeding tubes and have little chance of ever getting better. Among them are seven men and one woman whose identities are not known, Jane and John Does, according to the California Department of Healthcare Services. One of the John Does has lived at the Villa Coronado Skilled Nursing Facility for 14 years. That's from an old Spanish language news video on YouTube. There's a young man lying in a hospital bed. According to the story, he arrived unconscious and with a lot of brain damage.
He didn't have an ID. He just had a phone card purchased in Mexico and pesos and dollars.
A woman in Texas believes the young man in this old video is her lost brother and the same man who has been on life support at Villa Coronado all these years. Yolanda Abarrolera says her brother, a Mexican citizen, disappeared in September 2000. The last she heard, he was trying to cross the U.S.-Mexican border. He was just 19 years old.
And we've always wanted to have an answer if something happened to him, if he's no longer living.
Abarrolera found new hope last month when her cousin came across the YouTube video. She traced the young man in the video to the Villa Coronado nursing home. Abarrolera has also enlisted the help of the Mexican consulate in San Diego to work with the nursing home to identify whether their John Doe is her brother. She sent the consulate her brother's Mexican military ID, which has his photo and his fingerprints. Remedios Gomez Arnau is the Mexican consul general.
And we send that to the authorities from the nursing home. And they are in the process of reviewing the fingerprints and trying to see if they really match.
The nursing home confirmed a John Doe was transferred from the UCSD Medical Center 14 years ago, but would say little else because of privacy laws. The man's care, about $700 a day, is paid for by Medi-Cal. John Doe's situation could become more complicated if he's identified and found to be in the country illegally. However, a spokesperson for the state's health care services department says there are provisions that allow Medi-Cal to pay for long-term care for undocumented residents. Abarrolera considered the immigration implications, but she says they can't be worse than knowing that her brother is sick or alone.
If he is my brother, the only thing we want is to get him back and take care of him, and the rest, God will decide.
Dr. Lauren Schneiderman is a physician, ethicist, and professor emeritus at UC San Diego. He says the idea that the state is keeping Jane and John Does on life support indefinitely is awful and highlights a system in which the default is to keep people alive at all costs.
This is brought to absurd extremes by people who have nobody to speak for them. They're just in a kind of inertia, legal and ethical inertia, of being just kept on life-sustaining treatment.
Schneiderman says hospitals and nursing homes need to establish policies to guide care in futile situations. He says doctors shouldn't be obligated to continue treatment if there is no benefit to the patient. It may be a while before Abarrolera knows whether her brother has been one of those kept alive all this time. A spokesperson for Villa Coronado says they are still reviewing documents. This is the sixth time someone has come forward claiming to be a relative. For KPBS, I'm iNews Source reporter Joanne Farrion.
You can see the YouTube video at iNewsSource.org.